What's up?
Oh my goodness, we are live. This is wild. We didn't even announce that we were having a show, but
well, this is
Mia and
Antonio
and Alexia and Charlie, who's in the other room
over there.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is a spontaneous matter of fact show.
Yeah. It's great. Alexia claimed the slot.
I'm the captain now.
Alexia is in the chair today. It feels kind of weird, but whatever.
It's I'm in the chair.
But it's wonderful and great. And yeah, I think the mic might just be down. Maybe.
Which is yours?
It's not working at all.
Oh.
Is mic 3 working?
Try it again.
Talk to mic 3.
Yeah,
maybe.
Go ahead.
Hello?
No, it's not working.
Is mic 3 even working?
No.
Not that one. That one's not working, so you guys are going to have to share someone.
But I don't think mic 3 works. Anyways,
this is a spontaneous show. We started off with No More Like That by...
And right now we're listening to...
Bird by Blue Smiley. And then coming up, we have Unfold by Melody's Echo Chamber. Mm-hmm. Then Giving Up the Gun by Vampire Weekend. And then The Way Things Are by Fiona Apple. Mm-hmm. And then Falling Apart by Slowpulp.
And then we can just talk over some stuff.
We can just talk
honestly,
over whenever we want.
We can just turn on the mic and
we're
be like,
"We're just here to have a good time, listen to some music,
you know, and then like
and get ready for the night."
Yeah, it'll be a great night. So we'll see you guys soon. Bye.
didn't know what to say to a gentle voice. It rolled right past me. And if you talk it up, you see, I don't really have a choice. So don't even ask me. I'm much better off the way things are now. Much, much better off. Better by far, by far. So keep on calling me names, keep on, keep on. I keep kicking the crap till it's gone. If you keep on killing, you could get me to settle. And as soon as I settle, I better be able to move on.
Little switcheroo here. Mia, it's about that time.
Do you belong to a student organization? Have records you'd like to preserve? Donate them to the Tufts Archival Research Center for their drop-off day on Wednesday, December 13th, 12 to 2 p.m. at Tisch Library. Accepting both physical and digital records. Please email archives@tufts.edu with any questions. This has been a public service announcement from the Tufts Archival Research Center and your friends at WMFL Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was wonderful.
Thank you so much, Mia, for that wonderful contribution.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about Melanie Martinez.
And how she diddled kids and...
Okay. So
She wrote about sleeping with children in her songs.
Oh, yeah. All of it is, like, did infantilizing she? Oh. herself. That's, she like, did. Her entire album. It's okay. Yes. You're
I'm
good.
Sorry, I was just laughing.
Yeah, but and she was accused by a former friend of a sexual assault. So like,
something that like really.
She also just looks really scary now.
Yeah, she totally had a persona change.
She's like definitely in my nightmares, you know, like subconsciously. Yeah.
Whichever suit that she made is like really weird.
The cat suit with like the four eyes.
How long does that take to put on every day?
Dude, I don't know. I was about to say something in Spanish. Bad word in Spanish.
But one thing that, like, really is weird to me is that, like, celebrities will get, like, quote-unquote canceled, mm-hmm. and then, like, a few years later, all of a sudden, they're just, like,
it's
back,
like,
in the ringer.
It's like Rex, Orange County. Like, he was accused of rape a year and a half ago, in September.
Freshman year.
It was sophomore year. Walking... I don't know. We were walking back to Art's house, and my dad had texted me. And he was like, "Yeah, did you know?" And I said, "No way, I did not know." And we started freaking out because we were like, "What the heck, right?" And then now he you know came out with an album and everything's
literally
fine.
Nobody like cares anymore. It's like
no one
just,
cares again.
I mean, like that's yeah, crazy. People are back to listening to him and like putting them. I mean, he performed at like Camp Flognoff.
Yeah, no,
which is Tyler the Creator's like.
He's been performing at many things, and also just like. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's... I've had this conversation many times with a lot of people. It's, like, the fact that it's really hard to separate the artist from the art from the music. And, like, I can do it to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Like, who can I think of right now?
Somebody who's, like, dead. I think that people who are dead, it's, like, it's not like they're getting any revenue from it. It's like
still
Michael Jackson is a good example.
Michael Jackson.
Everybody listens to Michael Jackson, but like it's not like he's getting the like revenue from it.
Yeah,
it's not like he's benefiting from the fame, except like a legacy. But you know,
yeah, legacy.
There's like no harm.
I know, but it's in the past. It's still really weird, controversial. Like I don't know. Like for example, like my mom doesn't have an issue listening to Michael Jackson anymore. We had a phase where we did not listen to Michael at all.
Yeah.
After we found out, after the whole documentary came out and everything. But, you know, she's like, he's dead.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
What can we do about
it's
it?
Like,
his music
like, what's
is good.
Happen?
Like, he's iconic and everything. And it's like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. We need to move on to the next song, which is
what do we have?
Ice Melt by Crumb. And then La Gloria.
Someone. La Gloria. And by, then Los Queridos Nicolás y los Fumadores.
And
Colombiana.
Then Youngest Daughter by Superheaven. Then Shadowboxing by Vundabar. And then we can like talk at some point. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Just fit us in there. Of course.
Yep.
All right.
See ya.
We'll be back.
See y'all.
You press on mountain boosty. facciamos a estrellar. Santifícame, sálvame, confórtame, consiénteme, escúchame, escóndeme, no permitas que me lleve el puntas y hazme llegar a ti.
I don't want to say it. I'm nervous now.
Do it, Mia. You're on the spot.
Arriba ratings! There we go.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's that.
There's more. Is there more pressure on that side of the chair or less pressure?
Oh, no, I think it's less pressure. To be very honest with you.
I don't know. We don't have very much to talk about. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
I don't know if we can talk about what we're doing tonight.
Well, we can go to we're going to a gathering.
We're going to a small gathering where the theme is to dress like your top Spotify artist.
Yes.
And it's really difficult if artist is just like a random person or a group that you can't really dress up as.
Mine's just a dude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do I just dress up as a guy? Like, he's just a guy. I guess
who's your top?
Jacob Banks.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
No one knows that. He's great. Go listen to him. Jacob Banks. I don't know. Doesn't have a crazy amount of streams, but...
But I'm dressed up as Cigarettes After Sex.
Yep.
And I will be holding something in my hand that I cannot mention.
That's in the title of that band.
Which is, yeah.
It's true.
This is true. Yeah. Charlie? That's
Charlie, what are you doing?
No, his mic is off. His mic is off.
Sorry.
I have a t-shirt on with a certain logo on it. It's the Japanese cigarette company Magna, which is the Strokes logo.
This is... I didn't know it was based off of that.
Yes.
Oh.
So if you're familiar with the Strokes logo, I basically have that on my shirt.
These are all like really deep cuts that nobody's going to get.
These are
people know the Strokes logo.
Yeah, but like if you're wearing that shirt, I don't know if they'll make the connection because I wouldn't. They'd like have to know the Strokes.
I thought that was based off of the Strokes logo.
Oh.
To be fully honest with you. But,
well, I'm writing radio on my forehead. So I think that one's like the most direct that people will be able to get.
Yeah. They're like, oh, Radiohead.
Oh, yeah, I know that band.
Oh, yeah, that's the band my kid likes.
Yeah, we are in the midst of finals.
It's just been rough.
Oof. Rough.
I saw that this show was up for grabs, and I was like, why not? 8 to 9, good time.
It's our last show of the semester. At least the one that I'm going to be in is on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Listen to that, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better tune in.
Tuesdays.
Those 23 listeners who are tuned in right now, you should be tuned in on Tuesday night at 9 p.m.
From 9 to 10 p.m. Matter of fact.
9 to 11.
Well, yeah. And then from 10 to 11 is Charlie's show.
So 9 to 11.
Yeah, my show. Listen to it.
Xander,
it's
Golden
pretty good.
Vibes.
The gang.
Yeah,
and we'll figure out a theme for that. We always have a theme.
Yes, we do.
That is to be guessed.
Except for today.
We don't have a theme. There won't be an announcement.
We're just playing songs that we really like and have enjoyed listening to recently.
Yeah. We all, I think, have like certain songs we become like obsessed with for a little while and like want to listen to it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a good opportunity to play it on air.
Speaking of that, right now we're listening to Youngest Daughter by Super Heaven.
Yeah.
Then coming up is Shadowboxing by Vundabar.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Then Instant Crush by Daft Punk.
Great
I'm
song.
More excited.
Then Never Meant by American Football.
Oh,
then Something
crazy
Soon
one.
By Car Seat Headrest.
No.
And then
another
we
crazy
can
one.
Talk for a little while.
Listen to my show on Tuesday at 10 for a different version of Something Soon.
Yeah.
Do you remember the live? Oh, I won't spoil it. Do you want if I said
the live version on, hypothetically is really good. If we were to have listened to that. Alright, see you guys in a bit.
Bye.
Bye y'all.
We'll be right back.
Hiding my clothes to keep from screaming, taking pills to keep from dreaming. I want to break something important. I want to kick my dad in the shins. I was referring to the present past tense. It was the only way that I could survive it. I want to close my head in the car door. I want to sing this song like I'm dying. Filling out forms from a working printer. I want to talk like Raymond Carver. I want to turn down the goddamn TV. Binging on the latest sitcom. Feeling guilty every second it's on. I want to put my foot through the window. I want to romanticize my head. I need something soon. I need.
Oh, that's loud. Oh my goodness.
Why is it so loud?
It's because we had our headphones on really loud.
Hello. Hello?
Okay. It's picking that
sorry.
Up.
For everybody in the radio.
Sorry about that,
hello.
Guys.
Hello.
Anyways.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, that was really... That did not help with my tinnitus.
Ooh.
Sorry, we were listening to the last couple songs really
very
loud in
loudly.
The headphones.
Yeah, Something Soon by Car Seat Headrest is just such a visceral song. You just need to listen to it on full blast.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. What?
Is there music playing right now?
Yeah. It's just low.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah. Anyways, we were going to talk about... Oh, last night, we went to the TFL show, which
TFL,
is...
TFL, we should give a little...
The Tufts Gender Inclusive Comedy Group.
What does FL stand for?
Dude.
It used to be female.
No clue what it means. Literally less.
Yeah, but shout out to them. Good job,
they're,
y'all.
They're really awesome. We lost more in cheap socks.
I hope Griffin and the rest aren't listening. But
Sorry,
we laughed a lot. We thought it was really funny. And then our dear friend, Nicola, who
she did stand up for the first time.
And she did a great job.
Really,
and she's not listening right now because she's in burlesque. So she's been busy.
She's been performing huge things for a weekend.
I know, literally. That's a lot of pressure.
She's a talent.
And then
she
ATO formal. Whoa.
Yeah,
Charlie,
and the
Charlie's having a little spasm.
Which
right
we
now.
Didn't get into because they chose random.
True.
What happened to the
random.
Girl name favoritism that the frats use?
Yeah, that's stupid. Like, seriously, bro.
I thought that with a girl name I would get in.
Come on, guys.
Really not fair.
Not fair at all.
But, like, yeah, stand-up, that's a big commitment. I don't know how, like, people can...
Can go on stage and just crack jokes.
I don't even like know where
go
to start.
On stage.
Like to write a script for stand up, I've like thought about it, and it's like, where do I even start?
Or
like, what
like,
do I even talk
or
about?
Or just like going on stage is something that blows my mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you can only like, you don't
like
know what the audience is gonna be like. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm not a stage
true.
Person
I
at all.
It.
I did not grow
I'm
up
used
going
to
on stage.
Be a stage person.
Were you a theater kid?
We literally don't talk about that.
Yeah, we can't talk about that on air. It doesn't exist.
Charlie, you weren't a theater kid,
out of
right?
Respect.
I was not a theater kid. I almost, like, there was a brief period where I, like, wanted to join
Techie?
Theater.
Oh, isn't it
because
of,
I liked a girl.
I was
so
theater
funny.
Kid adjacent, which is, like, I didn't necessarily do tech, but I, like, built and painted all the sets.
Theater kid.
Ready?
Yeah.
That
makes you a theater kid.
Ready? Ballet, jazz, tap, contemporary, modern.
That's not theater.
Musical theater and
oh, okay.
just like straight up theater.
That's so crazy. That's a lot.
All in the span of like 4 years.
That's crazy.
How old were you?
I was from ages 8 to 12.
Yeah, never did a play.
Yeah.
When I had to do things for school, I was like so petrified that I'd have to like make sure that I only had like one line and I would memorize it over and over again in my head, and sometimes I would like write it on a piece of paper and put it on the ground so that I wouldn't forget it.
I mean, it honestly helped me out a lot with my fifth grade speech that I gave at my graduation.
Oh, yeah?
It was really sweet. And
do you remember any lines from it?
No.
That's a
but
long time
I do
ago.
Remember this one song
one
that I sang for the show Dear Edwina. I will not be singing it.
I don't know that song. Or that
music. Yeah, it's not.
It's not
it's like... burned into my brain.
Fair enough.
I remember like playing the recorder in school,
really?
And
so
everybody
funny.
Would like play their recorder at the same time at like the holiday concert. It would just nobody knew how to play it, so it would just be like
we had very elaborate holiday concerts.
Ours were like there was a lot of pressure on it, and like we all like sang out of like the book, but I would just mouth the words because I hate singing so much. I'm so bad at singing. So I pretend that I was singing and just mouth the words.
I can see you do that.
Keep an eye out for the karaoke episode.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So. At some point, we're going to come in and we're going to do karaoke.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then also, like, our senior year, our final show, I think we're going to do a big mega karaoke.
That's a long way away, though.
I know.
A year and
I know,
a half from
but
now.
It's just still, it's nice to plan and think about.
It's just scary.
We're getting
it's
older.
It's so scary to think about that. I don't know. Yeah, that's
I know.
How I feel about it.
Yeah.
Because then we're off into the real world.
Yeah,
this
but
is real.
That's not necessarily
the real world. Grad school.
What is what is the real world? No,
grad school or real. Just like post undergrad? It's like, I don't know. At least I have so many plans that I want to do before I go to grad school.
Dang, this is.
I don't think grad school is gonna happen for me.
Don't stress out about it.
Just for the sake of money.
Yeah,
I plan on getting a full ride.
There's programs.
Yeah, unless I can get a full ride.
why are you laughing?
I mean, that's really just
that's a
how
dream.
It is. That's
I
a dream.
Mean, I know, but
I think
for
a
example,
lot of like art grad schools give pretty
rides.
Big grants.
Free rides.
They do.
So I know there's a couple good easier. Ones.
Like
yeah.
My teacher from high school, Miss Chris, she actually did 2 years at RISD, hated it, did 2 years here, oh. Loved it at SMFA. And
oh,
then
really?
She got a full free ride to SAIC, to the School of the Art Institute in Chicago, and stay there for 2 years for free. For free,
super.
Completely for
that's
free.
That's awesome.
She got a stipend and everything from the university.
That's pretty good.
For, like, personal expenses, which was really awesome. So
that's pretty good.
You know, there are programs out there. It's just a matter of, like,
finding them.
Doing it.
Yeah.
And literally just going for it. I don't know.
I guess I just, like, don't know what I would go for because, like, I don't know. My practice just changes so much with my art.
You have more
that
time.
It makes it difficult to even know what I'm going to be doing at that point. But I'm looking forward to graduating. I don't know. I think it'll give me a lot more freedom
I
to, like,
too.
Make
it's
money.
Just a big, scary word.
I know.
Scary word.
That was said by someone who's unemployed.
That is true.
I know.
Alexia
is
you're
unemployed.
You are the most unemployed person I've ever met.
Dang.
I grinded so hard funny. Over the summer, and, like, I can't juggle school and work. It's just, like, impossible.
It is tough.
It's too much of a responsibility. It's overwhelming, because when I'm at school, all I'm thinking about is work, and vice versa. Yeah,
working 3 jobs this semester has been insane.
Yeah.
But.
That's crazy.
But.
Are we going to listen to this song?
We have more time.
I just played the song over again, and we talked
song.
To it. We've been talking for like 8 minutes.
All right, wow.
We keep talking.
We can.
Keep talking for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
No, like we that. Have another song.
We do?
Okay. Which song?
Yeah. I will introduce it right
okay.
now.
Well, it has been a wonderful evening.
Yes.
Thank you
everybody to
everybody for listening. This is awesome.
And the usual person on this time is Songs from the Squid Pod.
Mm-hmm.
So we're taking over for that slot
for
right
that
now.
Today.
But Tuesday from 9 to 11, catch us with
catch
Matter of Fact and Zen or the Skill to Catch a Vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And this is
this
Alexia. This has been Alexia and
Mia
and
Charlie
and
Antonio.
And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tubbs Freeform Radio. So thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening. Have a wonderful Saturday. See you
See
soon.
See you guys on Tuesday.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing the sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Trust in me.
too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
The guns, dug it to the graves, cause I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I'm a gangster. Gangster of love. Now look here.